Rightio, the other week, some hillbillies from Mangatoroto got in touch with me. They're a part of the band The Advocators, and I had a little chat with them last week. Here's their interview now. So I guess the first thing is, do you just want to describe, like, who's in the band, what's the band called, what does the band do?
There's two of us primarily in the band. I'm Mark, and I play lead guitar, and then we've got Leroy.
And I'm the lead singer, and play mostly rhythm guitar, and a bit of banjo and harmonica and a few other bits and pieces.
As is required in your genre of music. So, I guess, would you describe yourself as a country band?
We'd like to. Yeah, we'd like to. We don't fall squarely into that category, but, we always try and push in that direction when we can get away with it.
Yeah, I think the most apt description we've had made of us is Delta Gothic, which... I don't know. I think I like it. It sounds like just the right amount of swamp and banjos and cobwebs for us.
That does bring me to a little question. Who are your main influences and kind of where do you draw that inspiration from? Because a lot of your songs, you know, they're quite... some of them are really dark, some of them are a bit more jovial, but there's it seems like it has a common thread, you know?
Yeah, I think we have influences across, like Jimmy Driftwood, who's a folk singer out of Arkansas, and I suppose Sunhouse and blues, as well as that Cajun kind of influence as well. Hope Settled Annie from Tony Joe White's probably a good song to listen to and get a feel for what we're playing.
Oh yeah, that's such a ripper, isn't it?
Yeah. That's sort of our benchmark.
Yeah. That's what we're working towards.
So you come from quite an interesting place, Mangatoroto. Would you care to tell me how you kind of draw inspiration from there?
Because there's not a huge music scene here, that our inspiration comes from the fact that we're forced to sort of make things up as we go along.
I think it almost falls back to that folk tradition, doesn't it? It's like, there's not a hell of a lot to do, so you stay at home and play music.
That classic case of kind of New Zealand isolation creating creativity, right?
Yeah, essentially.
So, you're releasing an album.
An album, yeah.
Yeah.
It's 13 tracks on the album, including an intro track, so I guess it's just 12 songs, that we're releasing on the 15th of May. Called Songs from an Endless Night, yeah, which we've been working on for a little while now.
So where's the title from, and like, what can we expect in this album?
It's basically Leroy and I started playing together a few years ago, and we started off initially, we were trying to be a wedding band, so we were trying to crack the wedding band market.
We're just trying to make money out of music, I guess.
we saw the wedding band as like the low-hanging fruit. but we quickly realised that we couldn't really stay faithful to any of like the bangers that we were trying to cover.
Our egos were taking a bruising as well.
So basically we ended up like we already had a few songs that we'd each written, and then we just started like writing songs together. And this is it's a culmination of that sort of songwriting chapter, I guess. Yeah, we've both been through some dark times in those years as well. And so Songs from an Endless Night sort of sums up that experience.
Yeah, it's quite a brooding title. I mean, we've all been there in those endless nights. And it's nice that you two have found each other and a way to, I don't know, create. In ways of performing, obviously, you're ready to play a wedding at any point. but do you two perform much live?
Oh, we've been playing a few shows a couple of years back, and then kind of had stuff come up that meant we weren't able to perform for a year or so, and that's where I guess the songwriting kind of took over as well. A lot of the songs were written in isolation and then kind of brought together where we collaborate on them, and then the focus changed to recording those songs and putting out an album, and then I guess that's what we're into now, is trying to kind of set up a line of shows, put together a full band that we can kind of do the album justice with. by getting a rhythm section back together.
What I've heard from the singles that you've released is they're quite rich and layered. You know, there's a lot of those essential folk elements in them. Do you add anything a little bit different into them?
So for the recording of the album, we brought in the help of William Jackson and Anita Clark. And so that's where we had William Jackson on the drums and Anita playing the violin and the backing vocals as well.
When does this album release?
The album's out on the 15th of May, which is a Wednesday. So, I mean, maybe that's your mulled wine night. Put on the album, have a listen, check it out.
We wanted to be smack bang in the middle of New Zealand Music Month, sort of the pinnacle of the month in many ways.
I'd say so. That's a pretty good way to line yourself up to be the highlight of New Zealand Music Month. Save the date, guys.
Yeah.
Moving back to that kind of inspiration, would you say that you kind of look up to those kind of original country stars? I hear a lot of almost kind of Johnny Cash influences in there, you know, things like that.
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot of roots sort of music in what we do. And we're both like major Dylan fans.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the lyricism is sort of inspired by him, I guess.
Yeah, who isn't? And
Leroy. Leroy grew up listening to traditional folk music. That's like, he didn't have a TV in the house and they just sat around and played folk music, apparently. So he's probably more heavily influenced.
Yeah, steeped in that.
Yeah.
That's quite sweet, actually. That's beautiful. I mean, it's such a lost tradition, right? Just throwing on a couple of records instead of just watching the TV.
Yeah, if they didn't play songs and they're apparently fighting constantly, so... It's a way to bring the peace.
Sticks and bows, yeah.
Hence the slightly dark undertone of this album. What's your collaboration style like? Like, what jobs are people doing? You know, who's more finicky?
I think, so generally I would write the bones of the songs and then there's a kind of agreement where they have to be somewhat finished before I bring them to Mark. But I have to bring them early enough that I don't just throw the song away before I bring it to them. And then we try and flesh out a bit and refine it. And then it goes through probably often 6 or 7 edits before we finally get it refined right down to exactly what it should be in terms of each word being correct. And
it has to run through the gauntlet of harsh judgment. Both of our perfectionist sort of minds
to most often be thrown away 3 months later.
And it's so easy, right, when you're kind of working so closely with a song and you have this idea and this kind of dream, it's so easy to just get tired of it.
Yeah, I think often you might write something because it's something you feel like you have to write that song. And even in the moment, you can realise it's not a great song. So you've written it, you fall in love with it, become aware it's terrible and move on.
So in terms of looking forward to seeing you live, I feel like the style of music is so honest and raw. It is beautiful to see live. Are you planning kind of New Zealand-wide performing?
Yeah, we are. We're planning on it. It's just trying to put it together now. I guess we've been so focused on the marketing, managing part of what's expected these days to release an album and trying to learn how to use social media, etc. But we definitely are working on putting together a string of shows across, I guess, from Whangarei to Christchurch.
Whangarei to Whanganui.
Back to Potawhiti.
We really want to connect with a rhythm section.
Yes.
As well. Like, that's one of the things that's holding us back at the moment from going out on the road. So anyone listening who gels with the music, isn't afraid of hillbillies, then they should get in touch with us.
Oh my gosh, calling all drummers, all right? Might just find your next drummer through BFM. So you self-describe yourselves as hillbillies. What does this entail? Like, what makes a hillbilly? What makes a good hillbilly?
A general distrust for authority, I like the scrap meddling. A little kind of corner in your heart that loves to bask and get abused at times. I think those all make a modern day hillbilly. That's my opinion anyway.
New Zealand Music Month, are you looking forward to kind of getting involved and just being a part of it?
Yeah, I think we've kind of been outside of the music scene for a little while in terms of actually being in Auckland and getting around shows and stuff like that. So I think it's a really good opportunity to get back in there and make some, you know, make some acquaintances while there's an emphasis on New Zealand music.
It is a hard landscape kind of navigating, promoting yourself and getting on that social media landscape, especially when you're doing something quite raw and honest. You know, do you have any pointers for artists out there that might be listening on how best to bear the soul to the public?
Yeah, I think it's something we've struggled with. And I think what we have done is just try to keep our sense of humour. We've just tried to maintain our sense of humour in the things that we've done. And we're too old to be up there doing goddamn TikToks. So I think we've just tried to, stay somewhat faithful to who we are and put out stuff that's related to the music.
We look forward to hearing the album. We also look forward to seeing you live, potentially at some point, when you find a drummer.
Yeah, we're hoping hopefully we'll have that sorted in the next month or so. And I guess look out for shows across from, at least from Wangarei or Christchurch, which is what we're planning on doing.
Yeah, because I feel like there is a sense of you two would be great performing. You know, that's where you, I guess, started with that intent.
Yeah, it's what we enjoy most about the music too, is getting out and playing it live and making a racket.
Friend at last.
that's Waiting Around to Die from the Advocators, a single off their album that is coming out the 15th. Two more days to wait, guys. Thanks for listening to my little chat with them. They were absolutely lovely. Well done, you two. And happy New Zealand Music Month to all involved. We got a track from Phoebe Rings coming up right now.